let's have anyone have any other questions or something else that we should talk about? Next.
Мухара говорит на меня вопросик есть. Мухара, да.
Харе Кришна.
Most discussion during Sunday six program, we try to figure out how to find out if Krishna is pleased with one, and we couldn't find the solution. So I promised to the devotees I would ask this question to you.
Well, everyone has duties that are given to them by Krishna's representative or Krishna's representatives. There are general duties like following regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, and then there may be specific duties according to some individual service that devotees receive, like cooking or distributing books or namhatha preaching. So if we're fulfilling those general and specific instructions given by Vaishnavas, and we're pleasing those devotees who give those instructions, then we're pleasing Krishna. That's not such a difficult thing, is it, to understand? So our business is to actually know what our duties are and to perform our prescribed duties, just like Arjuna's duty was to fight. And by fighting Krishna, by Arjuna's fighting, Krishna was pleased. And then Prabhupada says that if sometimes someone is in such a unusual situation that he has no one to tell him what his duties are, then Krishna will tell him from within his heart. Is Vishwanath over there also?
Vishwanath, там? Здесь он?
Он, к сожалению, не приехал еще с работы.
He hasn't come yet from his job.
He's working on Christmas Day.
Oh, sorry. We don't have Christmas on 25th. We have it in Russia on 7th January.
7th January?
It's different system here.
Yeah, it's the Orthodox Church.
Yes.
Oh. So he's not even back to work from work yet. But that's so late over there. It's 8 o'clock at night, and he's not back at 8 o'clock at night yet.
It's not the limit, Maharaj. It's not the latest time he's not back at work.
He must be making a lot of money.
Alas. Unfortunately, he's not.
Anyway, it's hard making a life in material world.
Да, мы просто build our own house now, so he has to work hard now.
Yes, yes. Anyway, just remember that your house will be temporary.
Но все равно.
Don't get too comfortable in it. We always want to get very comfortable in a house and think we will live here forever. And then when we're pushed out of the house, then we're disappointed. But we need a house to chant Hare Krishna and to serve prasadam, and that's therefore we should have a house. But we always remember that it's Krishna's house. Now I'm in my house here in New Rajadam, and it's also not very cold here, and it's very pleasant. It's very nice because devotees are nearby and Radhe Shyam is here. And today we had long kirtan in the morning, and I dressed the deities. I can't even describe what we used to dress them with, feathers, with these long feather snakes. And it was very nice. We had a very nice morning program, and maybe this evening I will go back to evening program.
Была очень хорошая у нас утренняя программа, и может быть сегодня вечером.
But anyway, I'm here in this house now, but one day I will not be here because it's all temporary. Actually, the real house that we are building by our devotional service is in Goloka Vrindavan. Everyone has a house there also? Yeah, the house of gopas and gopis, they also live in very nice houses. And by devotional service here, we develop the qualification to have a house there and a family and a particular type of form like a gopa or a gopi. But for that we have to be detached from our family here, from our house here, and from our body here. And then when you get that body and you get that house, then yam labde chaprelabhyam annyakena arikam stito. Then you keep that forever. There's no change, no more changing. But you have to want that house as opposed to this house. And you really want to have to go there. And Krishna will make the arrangements for sincere devotees so that they develop the desire to go there and that they give up the desire to stay here. That's Krishna consciousness. So yeah, everyone want to go there?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Pramyatma came.
Oh, he came. Hare Krishna, Pramyatma.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Please, my humble obeisances.
You're okay?
Glorious
Prabhupada.
Nice. Yeah, я в строю, Guru Maharaj.
I'm going on.
Uh-huh. Are devotees doing a lot of books in Moscow for the marathon?
800-900 every day, Maharaj.
Oh,
sometimes it's even 1200.
Maha big books.
No, that's total.
What? Say that again.
That's total.
Total, yes, but Maha big books?
Including.
Oh, all kinds of books, small books, medium books, big
yes.
books.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
uh-huh. Very
yes,
good.
All kinds of books.
Very good.
Paramahansa Prabhu has a suggestion about this meeting in Skype.
Yeah?
We
can discuss one verse from Bhagavatam or some other Vedic script, like Vaishnava scriptures, and after that we can ask our questions to you.
Yeah, fantastic. Very good. Very good idea.
I have a suggestion for upcoming 26 meetings.
26 meeting? What does 26 mean?
For 26 conference calls.
26 conference calls. Uh-huh.
Разбирать 26 качеств вайшнавов по одному качеству.
26 qualities of the vaishnavas. We can discuss one quality per meeting, per conference.
Okay. Well, whatever... whatever verses or topic you want, and then we could discuss those. That's very nice. Especially Srimad Bhagavatam is nice to read.
So, Pramyatma Prabhu's suggestion is in particular about the 26 qualities. What do you think about this?
If you all,
one quality per conference.
Whatever you all discuss and you want is fine.
Все, что вы решите вместе, вот то и берем. Maybe you could start with discussing one quality, with elaborating about one quality, and then we can keep up with.
Yeah, whatever you discuss, whatever you all agree on, that's fine. I'm happy to do that. It's your conference, so you decide what to do.
So next conference we can
put a set a topic already now.
Yeah, now the question is what the next conference, when the next conference is, because 1 week from now, I'm going to England, and I'm going to be very, very busy over there.
Тогда вопрос. Sorry, let's get microphone. Потому что я буду очень. I mean, this is a technical question. Например, Prabhu says that people responsible for that, they can discuss it later with you, but.
Okay, but now the technical question is when the next conference is.
Да, но сейчас технический вопрос. Когда у нас следующая конференция? Через. Maybe after the Thursday. Convenient for you. Everybody is ready.
Okay, well, 1 week from now, I'm on an airplane at this time. And the following... And the problem is, every evening, I have an evening program. On the 2nd, and the 3rd, and the 4th, and the 5th.
2-го, 3-го, 4-го и 5-го у Махараджа вечера заняты будут программы.
I'm trying to think of some good time. Actually, Tuesday the 6th, that's not so bad, although it's long way away, it's 10 days away. But I will be in Scotland, and so we could talk there in Scotland, that's I think okay. Time is good for you. It really doesn't matter for me. This time is also good, which was 5 o'clock my time.
Как вам удобно, потому что мне не принципиально.
У нас будет выходной, и нам тоже будет удобно.
The only thing is that the time difference is 3 hours, actually, with London. It's not with Scotland also. It's not 2 hours. It's 3.
So, just tell me what time is good for you.
Тогда скажите, во сколько вам удобно?
Ну,
все. Все.
Вы проводили
8.
Нет, мы же 5.
7, да?
Да, да.
Same Moscow time. 7 o'clock Moscow time.
Same Moscow time.
Еще маленький вопрос к Махараджу. Махадев Прабу звонил, вот Анасуя написала, и он сказал, что он не получал никаких писем, и вот очень ждет письма Махараджу.
Махадев called and he said that he didn't receive any letters, so he was waiting for that.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
Yashashini Mataji is in Maipur, and she was asking what days he will be in Maipur because she is waiting for you there. She wants to speak with you.
I will be in Maipur starting the 12th of February.
It's 12th, so it's too late for her, therefore she cannot take part in the conference. But she asked me to convey her business to you.
Okay.
И Мандрини тоже не смогла с работы уйти сегодня, она тоже передает свои поклоны.
Мандрини also wasn't able to leave from the job earlier today, so he asked me to convey her business to you.
Okay, thank you. So I offer my blessing.
Guru Maharaj, congratulations with the successful completing of Prabhupada Marathon.
I didn't do anything, I'm just sitting, all the devotees are doing
no,
the
no,
service.
No, 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 we're not.
The thing is that your text messages that you send, they inspire not only Sankirtan devotees, but so many, many devotees in Moscow, and she got so many good feedbacks from different types of devotees.
How are they getting text messages? From the podcast?
From Krishnananda Prabhu, I believe.
We
translated them and also sent them to the Moscow, Moscow conference and Moscow devotee, Moscow yatra mailing list.
I'm glad if it increases book distribution, then I will be happy. Okay, so then on the 6th, when you're having Christmas, that's when you're going to phone when you're having a Christmas party. Okay, that will be a good time, and then I will phone from Scotland at 7 o'clock your time, which is 4 o'clock my time. Okay, so now we should we can say goodbye, and then we will speak then, and I hope everyone is doing well and nicely and happy, and it's not too cold, and everyone. Especially everyone is Krishna conscious. No, not only, but we're trying to contribute. Other people are also contributing. Other blessings for them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur,
Jai,
Jai.
Hare Krishna.